Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. After the assassination of Charlie Kirk, many lawmakers on Capitol Hill have expressed increased fears. Republican Senator James Lankford on Face the Nation.
There have been 14,000 threats against members of Congress just this calendar year.
Democratic Senator Chris Coons says there are calls from both sides pushing to bridge the political divisions in our country.
The internet is fueling and accelerating those deep-seated inclinations towards violence and seeing others as enemies.
Secretary of State Rubio's in Tel Aviv meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu as an Arab-Islamic summit is set to take place in Doha tomorrow to discuss a joint response to Israel's attack targeting Hamas leaders. The BBC's Wira Davies.
Donald Trump is trying to make trade deals across the region. He's trying to expand accords with Arab countries. And if they were to backtrack from some of those deals, it would really annoy the Americans.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. As cryptocurrency continues to rise in popularity, so do scams associated with the loosely regulated digital currency. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Cryptocurrency ATMs, or BTMs, allow people to buy digital currency using cash or a debit card. Fraud complaints about them increased by 99% in 2024, according to FinCEN. There are hundreds of them across the state, which are often referred to as federal safety locks by scammers. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin emphasizes anyone can fall victim, and more often than not, those who do are losing thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
You might get contacted saying that there was suspicious activity on your bank account. You need to take all of your money out of your bank account because it's been compromised.
Two bills aimed at tightening regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs have been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature. The proposed laws would add to new BTM regulations set by the State Department of Financial Institutions this summer. They include daily transaction limits, mandatory registration for ATM operators, and anti-fraud policies like warnings on machines about potential scams. And Clam says they are great first steps toward enhancing consumer protections.
But we also know that folks need to know warning signs of a scam so that before they get to the crypto ATM point of the transaction, they maybe start to become more suspicious and start to realize that this could be a scam.
The proposed measures also look to further expand consumer protections by requiring users to undergo rigorous identity verification during transactions and proposes to potentially refund fraud victims if they report the crime within 30 days. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A big win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers came back to win 9-8 last night in 10 innings against the St. Louis Cardinals. So the Brewers won the series, and for the seventh time in 8 years, they are headed back to the postseason. They wrap up their series today against the Cardinals, then travel out west to play the Angels in L.A. Tuesday night. On Friday, they'll be in St. Louis to begin a three-game weekend series against the Cardinals, and then the following Monday, they'll be back home to start a series against the San Diego Padres. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers struggled on offense. Center Jake Renfro had to leave the game with an injury. The next two centers had trouble snapping the ball to quarterback Danny O'Neill. Alabama got rolling and beat the Badgers 38-14.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys, that was a much better team than we are right now.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any patchy fog giving way to sunshine and highs in the mid and upper 70s. So a delightful Sunday afternoon. Light east winds. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Lows in the low to mid 60s. On Monday, quite a bit of sunshine. Mid and upper 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique.
and in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Robert Craig from Citizen Action on healthcare cuts and Jocasta Zamarripa, candidate for Wisconsin Secretary of State.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Music of the Star. Sounds of the 70s.
Music's music time, friends. I see by the old clock on the wall. They always say that. Hey, fella.
What is it? What is it? What's up?
You ready to go? What are we going to have tonight?
Oh, we're going to have something reserved for five.
Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Newt?
It's reserved for the saxophone section, headed by Mr. Schertzer.
Wonderful group. Wonderful group.
Yes. And Mr. Klink and Mr. Newsom exchange pleasantries and improvisation.
On the show?
Yes, they do.
I see. All right. Okay.
Hey, Skitch Henderson with Johnny Carson.
Who knows?
Thank you. Chenderson, reserved for five. Tommy Newsom and Al Klink. And by the way, Clark Terry on trumpet. Before the Tonight Show theme was the instrumental, the theme for Johnny Carson's show, it was a vocal. Yeah, it's got lyrics. Here it is. Paul Anka did write this.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and love. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you. Soon we'll be making another run. The love boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's love. Welcome aboard. It's love.
I'm sure you'll agree that the stage is the best place for the talents of Miss April Lopez.
That's really Charo. How about those 70s? On the Pacific Princess, you're a passenger.
exciting and new. Come aboard. Let it flow. It flows back to you. The long road. Who will be fighting on their own? The long road. Promises and the crazy one. And an open smile to a friendly show. It's love. Welcome aboard. It's
Charo's still teaching music in South America. A doctorate of music, she is. Mike Post. Theme from Hill Street Blues. Starring Kenosha and Dan Travanti as Captain Frank Farrillo. Thank you.
It's a great thrill to be here, particularly in light of the fact that Hill Street Blues' first year of life was a real struggle. There'd never been anything quite like it on television before, and the viewing audience was slow to respond. Arguably, if we hadn't received 21 Emmy nominations and won 8 Emmys that first season, Hill Street might not have survived its second season. So on behalf of this wonderfully gifted ensemble, including those no longer with us, Michael Conrad, Keel Martin, Rene Enriquez, and Trinidad Silva, I'd like to express our deepest gratitude to all those who believed in and honored us. Thank you very much.
Nominated tonight for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series, please welcome Roma Downey.
Saluting the 70s, remember?
Outstanding lead actor in a drama series are
William Daniels for St. Elsewhere, Ed Flanders for St. Elsewhere, John Forsythe for Dynasty, Tom Selleck for Magnum P.I., and Daniel J. Travanti for Hill Street Blues.
And the winner is Ed Flanders for St. Elsewhere.
All right, Amy, Christina, go to bed. This is it. This is the high part. I'm so proud of this one because this is going to have to be cut into so many pieces because we all owe the writers. And that's number one, because none of us get anything done without them. Is that right? And we got the best. We've got the best. And there's so much pride when you set about to do something that these... That's quality. You're shooting for some quality, and when you make it very often, you really feel good. And then the audience throws it back at you. I mean, you're cooking. I mean, how much better can things be? I'm very proud of this, and for all of us. Thanks very, very much. Honestly.
We're going hopping, we're going hopping today. We're things of hopping, Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it, drop on all the music they play. We're going hopping, on all the music they play on the bandstand. We're going swinging, swing. We're going to swing in the crowd. I will be clinging, clinging, and floating high as a cloud. The phones are ringing, ring. My mom and dad are so proud. I'm on bandstand. And I'll jump and hey, I may even show my handstand. Because I'm on the American bandstand. When we dance real slow, I'll show all the guys in the grandstand. What a swinger I am on American. My baby and me on the bandstand.
Bandstand.
And now we're hopping. And we'll be hopping on both. We think of popping.
Cool.
Well, there we go. And you can drop it.
Cool.
On all the music they play on the bandstand.
Bandstand.
And we'll rock and roll and stroll on American Lindy High.
I'm on Bandstand.
You know what tickles me? No. What tickles you, Lou? Funny you should ask. That this rock and roll show uses a big band theme. Hey, all right. Now, Charlie Albertine wrote that. He wrote the Playboy theme, too. Here it is, Les Allgart. Music of the Star. Today, the 70s. And not too many other days. But today, Playboy's theme. Thank you. Cy Coleman wrote
to meet our two new training bunnies, me and Kay.
Hello.
Hi.
Me and Kay are going to be training for our Tokyo club.
Nice.
Well, do you think you have what it takes to be a Playboy bunny?
Yes. I don't know. These girls are so beautiful.
What are we? Jap tempura?
We are just nervous being in a new city.
Yeah, but this isn't really a new city. Chicago's everybody's hometown. I moved to California, but for me, Chicago will always be where it started.
My kind of town,
Chicago is.
My kind of town,
Chicago is.
My kind of razzmatazz, and it has all that jazz. And each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home.
Chicago is.
One town that won't let you down is my.
Sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side.
No such things as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, and Mother Goose's no nursery rhyme.
No nursery rhyme.
Oh, God
didn't make the little green apple, and it don't rain in Indianapolis
in the summertime.
In summertime.
When myself is feeling low, think about her face and glow. I ease my mind, just ease my mind.
Everything is beautiful in its own way,
like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way.
Everything is beautiful.
Everything is beautiful.
That's it for tonight, and I want to thank my wonderful guest stars for being with us, and thanks to you for looking in. So until next week, you be careful driving, because there's a shortage of nice people in the world. Good night, everybody.
Saluting the 70s today, Dean Martin with the Gold Diggers. That group still has reunions. The original Gold Diggers made it onto the Dean Martin Show in 68. Then it was 35 years ago they made it a regular part of the cast. Then there was a smaller group, a spin-off called the Ding-a-Ling Sisters. Then they had their own weekday show. Well, they had three albums out there. Their Christmas album, incidentally, I highly recommend. They opened the Las Vegas MGM Grand Hotel and Casino. Sellout crowds.
I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can. These days are. 1974, a strange phenomenon was bubbling under all the political turbulence, a wave of nostalgia for the 1950s. The musical Grease was playing on Broadway, American Graffiti had premiered in movie theaters, and a brand new sitcom called Happy Days was making its television debut. It starred a young actor with a very familiar face who would go on to become one of Hollywood's most iconic film directors. Also starring was a new kid on the block who would soon become the coolest, toughest cat to ever put a comb through a ducktail. Celebrating the 50th anniversary of Happy Days, please welcome Ron Howard and Henry Winkler.
Okay. Thank you. Listen, before we get started, I just want to say last week, my very good friend for 50 years won an Emmy for his wonderful documentary called The Idea Man, Jim Henson.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks to the Academy, and this is fantastic.
It feels like home.
Did you notice anything, though?
Well, there was no music when that thing went up.
No theme song. No. Candace Bergen had a theme song.
Yeah, of course she would get one.
Well, I have a solution.
What?
Well, you know, you could do it.
No, come on. First of all, I'm out of practice. Ugh. And second of all, it takes schooling and, you know.
Well, you went to the Yale School of Drama, Henry. Come on, you know you can do it. And yes, so here are the nominees for outstanding directing for a comedy series. Well done.
From Hollywood, the heart of the entertainment world, the Hollywood Palace. This portion brought to you by New Lycra Girdle by Playtex that gives you the lean, clean line you love. Machine washable Playtex girdle made with Lycra. And by Bayer Aspirin. Bayer is pure aspirin, not just part aspirin.
As
Bayer
you can see, I did receive my Academy booklet on how to dress like a serious actress. Nominated for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role are Don Ameche in Cocoon, Klaus Maria Brandauer in Out of Africa, William Hickey in Fritzi's Honor, Robert Loggia in The Jagged Edge, Eric Roberts in Runaway Train. And the winner is Don Ameche in Cocoon.
It would please me very much if everyone that made a creative contribution to Cocoon would stand here with me in spirit, because they deserve to be here, and to them I give my deep, deep thanks. To all you members of the Academy, this esteemed gentleman here says that you have given to me your recognition. You've given to me your love. You have given to me, and I hope I have earned, your respect. For all these, I am deeply grateful. Thank you.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you. I'd love to make a tour of you. The eyes, the arms, the mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, for I love all of you.
Kamichev once observed the behavior of 40 turtles over a period of 3 months, and Kamichev has proven his theory.
After watching your appeal from every angle, there's a big romantic deal I got to angle. For I've fallen for a certain luscious lass, and it's not a passing fancy or a fancy pass. I love the looks of you, the lure of you. I'd love to make quite sure of you. The eyes, the arms, the mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, for I love all of you.
Donna Meche, born on May 31st, 1908, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, was an accomplished American actor and singer. He rose to fame in the 1930s and 1940s with films like The Story of Alexander Graham Bell, 1939, and Heaven Can Wait, 1943. Amici showcased his versatility in comedies, dramas, and musicals. In the 1980s, he experienced a career resurgence with roles in Trading Places, 1983, and his Academy Award-winning performance in Cocoon, 1985.
Music of the Star saluting the 70s. Barney Miller, theme song.
Thank you.
theme from Taxi, starring, among others, Andy Kaufman. He pulled a quick one back, 1981, along with fellow jokester Kathy Sullivan of Kenosha. She was a regular feature on the Lawrence Welk Show on television. Met her in Oshkosh, Lawrence did. And here they are together, spoofing the whole United States with a put-together skit. Don't believe a word of what you see or hear. Andy Kaufman.
Thank you very much. I would like to do for you, first I'd like to thank the Friday's producers for giving me the opportunity to come back on the show after what I did last year. And I'd like to do for you now a character, I used to call this character the foreign man. He later evolved into the character now we see on Taxi every week called Latka.
Hello. Thank you very much. I am very happy to be here. And right now I'd like to do for you the music record is called Mighty Mouse.
Well in hand.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, 'cause we know that where there's danger, he is there.
He is there on the land, on the sea, in the air. We're not worrying at all, we're just listening for his call. Here I come to save the day. That means the Mighty Mouse is on the way.
I used to love that show. Sanford and Son was fucking great.
It was
great.
Funny.
It was funny, ridiculous. Red Fox was the man.
He was so funny on that. I actually didn't like that theme song.
Here we go.
When I first heard it.
That was back when sitcoms were sitcoms.
Oh.
I used to love that show. Sanford and Son was fucking
great.
It was great.
Funny.
It was funny, ridiculous. Red Fox was the man.
He was.
From New York, it's Saturday night!
Mm-hmm.
Howard Shore was the first orchestra conductor on Saturday Night Live. He became a famous movie conductor, composer, orchestrator, arranger. This is the music of Howard Shore. A lot of noted conductors, arrangers, composers, lyricists started out in television in the 70s. Henry Mancini had a number of hits, like Charlie's Angels. Created its own genre, glamour crime, Charlie's Angels. Instant sensation. Farrah Fawcett Majors, Kate Jackson, and Jacqueline Smith. Each of them eventually quit the show. They made Cheryl Ladd, Shelley Hack, Tanya Roberts something of an annual event. Charlie was never seen. The mysterious boss of the Angels found out it was John Forsythe.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration says it would support additional funding to boost security for members of Congress following the deadly shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Republican Senator James Lankford on CBS's Face the Nation.
It's not just public events. It's also in our private spaces as well that we're keenly aware that there are people that are irrational, that do irrational acts.
A suspect in Kirk's death is in custody. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Israel meeting with the prime minister following an Israeli attack on Hamas leadership in Qatar, CBS's Michael Toscano.
Rubio said Trump remains unhappy with the Israeli strike, but made a point of saying it will not shake U.S. support for Israel.
A change could be ahead for interest rates.
A much-anticipated Federal Reserve meeting is on Wednesday in Washington, where an interest rate cut could happen. The federal funds rate has remained frozen for all of 2025.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.